Toronto. And that's where I lived at the time, and I'd get picked. The route basically started there. We went up to Church Street, which is just beyond that, that cuts over to Wineskill. Go down to Wineskill. We had a few customers there, and then we'd run in through what's now Pauling Avenue, the east side, Albia section, down Spring Avenue to the South Troy, and then up 4th Street in South Troy, and circle around different blocks down Washington Square, I remember, and a few places, and then go up along the railroad tracks. At the time, 6th Avenue had the railroad tracks going up to the old Troy Union Station there. That's where the black population was. We had a bunch of customers along there, and it was just below where the old Troy High School was, which is now Rensselaer County Office Building. And then we'd circle around North Troy, as of course was North Troy, and had one or two over in Waterleet. I'd go across the bridge there and back over, and then up north to up the Oil Mill Hill, up to come back. Oil Mill Hill?
Mm-mm.
It's North Troy. It's where Moxie used to have his hot dog stand in the top Oil Mill Hill over in Brunswick. And then that came back through Center Brunswick and then back home by through Brunswick and through where the high school is now in that area, you know. But that was the route. It always take about from about 6 to 12, about 6 hours it took.
So when you would bring the milk to the door, would you bring it to the door? Would you bring it inside the house?
Well, usually not inside the house. They leave it on the porch next to the entrance door. For the winter time when it would freeze, they had these insulated boxes. You left it inside the box. If it was at an apartment house or some of the places in Troy where they had two or three stories of houses and levels of apartments, we'd go inside the first door and then go up one, two, or three flights of stairs, run up and down them, and leave the milk at the door of the apartment house. But we didn't go inside the homes themselves normally. Over in Wineskill, in the rural areas, sometimes you'd leave it at side doors or back doors, wherever the customer told you they'd like you to leave it, but not inside the house, always outside.
How many times a week would people get milk?
How many times what?
How often would people get milk delivered to them?
Daily, every Daily? 7 days a week. And it wasn't until after I left in the 40s that they started doing it every other day. Mm. But in the time I was working, every customer got served every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
How much milk would people get? Just one carton, or did it change?
Most of them would get probably 1 to 2 quarts. Some of them would get a pint. Some of them would have some chocolate milk or leave a note out occasionally. They want some heavy cream or light cream or such. But usually that was in case you had to leave a note if they wanted something different. But most of them was basically quarts of milk, 1, 2, or so, you know. And we had a few stores on the route where they'd take, depending on the store, sometimes as many as 6 or 8 or even 12 quarts of milk for people to come in and buy it at the store. You know. They were on pickup trucks, you know, so in the summer, in the weather, I'd just ride in the running board of the side of the truck, not in the wintertime, of course, but you know, there was the customers close together. You didn't have time to get in and out of the cab. You just got on the running board, and next stop, you grabbed the milk and ran over and grabbed the empty bottles and left the milk and get back on.
What was the best part of your job? What was your favorite part?
The favorite part? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I sort of enjoyed all of it. I used to like peddling the milk. I used to like enjoy the fresh air and exercise and good weather. The least favorite was the cold winter's days. We get stuck a couple of times in snowdrifts and Church Road going down to Winans School. I had to get out and shovel, and that wasn't the favorite time. But I used to drink chocolate milk on the route, and they used to on the urban stop at Famous Lunch and have a hot dog with me about 10 o'clock in the morning when I was there yet. I enjoyed the job, really. I mean, I'm not sure what my very favorite part of it was, but just altogether it was sort of good to do.
Yeah. Do you have a particular memory that you always think about when you think about doing that job?
Not one special, I don't think. Ice cream dipping, I remember. That was not part of the milk peddling job, of course, but... That was sort of fun doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't have any real special one item that I can talk about.
What did you wear? Did you wear a uniform?
Where did I wear?
Did you wear a uniform?
No uniform, no. Just normal clothes like I have on today. School clothing, I wear, it's... What you wear to school, but I got in the habit. One thing I continue to today: wear long underwear in the winter time. I started doing it then, and I still do it today. At days like today, I find it very comfortable.
What about at the ice cream shop? Did you have to wear a uniform there?
No, we had. Let's see. I don't think so. We had a white cap, I remember. Mm. And I think we had, we wore white coats, okay. Like a lab coat type of thing, Mm-hmm. Yeah. That we did. I'm not sure if that was mandatory or some we just did it. We did it to protect our clothes, I guess, because you always get spatters of ice cream and such on it. But it wasn't really a Wager Brothers uniform. It didn't have insignia or anything. It was just a white coat. I think they did the laundry for us. I'm trying to remember. That's vague, but I think they gave us a clean one every week, something like that.
Did you have a favorite part of working at the ice cream shop?
I have a what?
Did you have a favorite part of working at the ice cream shop?
No, I mean, you did everything there you did, you got the ice cream out of the thing and kept the containers filled and sold it and dipped it and took the money and it's all one thing. So there wasn't any one special thing I ever did more than the other. I did all of them together,
Is there anything you disliked?
Oh, I liked the ice cream. I like going up to swim afterwards. There's two things I remember, I guess, but I didn't have any special favorite part of it, no.
How many days a week did you work at the ice cream? You might have told me.
I don't think I did it every day, but probably anywhere from 3 or 4 to 7 when they needed me. I mean, it was sort of an on-call thing. They'd decide how many people they needed, and they tried to spread the work around so that everybody that was doing it got some time in. And it wasn't one of these weekly paid jobs. It was by the hour. You got paid by how many hours you worked. So it was sort of randomized, I guess. And I wouldn't say there's any special, but anywhere from 3 or 4 to 7 days you'd do it. What did Warren say about that? Did you ask him that question?
How many days you worked?
Yeah, he may remember better than I did. I don't know.
I think he told me a few days a week or something, and on the weekends maybe.
Yeah. On weekdays when I was going to school, I don't think I worked too many of the evenings late because I couldn't get up and do the other things then. So it's probably for me when I was on school days and school time, it's probably mainly weekends. But of course, in the summer, we didn't have school, so then I could do it more often.
How long or how many months out of the year was the ice cream shop open?
I think they open about like it is today. They open around the Memorial Day and closed around Labor Day, more or less. So it was open basically summers and I did that.
So you had two jobs and you were making all this money. What did you do? Did you spend it?
Saving up for college. I didn't spend too much, and 50 cents a day and whatever I did in the ice cream, I don't remember. What's maybe been the same or maybe for the time I worked, but I didn't work as many days a week there, but and just summers. But I remember it because when I saved it to go to college, my parents didn't have any money to provide me college education or anything. So mm-hmm. when I got there, I had something $60 or $70 saved in the bank to go to college. I figured buy the books, but then I got lucky, and at the graduation of high school, it turned out I had no relation, but I won a prize for the highest average in science and math, and got a check from they call it O'Hara Scholarship for something like $80. So I got more in that than I'd saved up all my working time. So I went to college with $150 or so. So I went to state teachers, no tuition there. Anyway, that's the story of what happened then.
What did you do for fun back in the day?
What did I do when?
What did you do for fun? What did you do for fun? Did you go to the movies?
In my spare time?
Yeah,
I rode bicycles. I didn't never went to movies very much. Occasionally I would, but not much. I used to spend all the spare time I could riding bicycle around the whole country. I put on, I don't know, many hundreds of miles. I had a little odometer on the wheel so I could tell how far I went. And I just spent 100 miles just riding around the local area from Brunswick, Posenkill, and all around. I used to do that all my free time. Mm-hmm. Or go up and play around and do whatever I could in the Miller's Farm next door. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I had a little homework I had to do occasionally for school, of course.
Is there anything else you'd like to share before we conclude the interview?
I think you've quizzed me out pretty much. I don't know of anything special. You might want to talk to my wife about the Historical Society Museum, though, and see what she has to say about that. That's more interesting than my ice cream, I think, maybe.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're certainly welcome.